And Cain said unto the Lord, My punishment is greater than I can bear, and I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. And Laban answered and said unto Jacob, These daughters are my daughters, and these children are my children, and these cattle are my cattle, and all that thou seest is mine. And what can I do this day unto these my daughters, or unto their children which they have borne? There is none greater in this house than I. Neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I have dreamed a dream, and there is none that can interpret it. And I have heard say of thee that thou canst understand a dream to interpret it. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, Can we find such a one as this is, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? And he commanded the steward of his house, saying, Fill the men's sacks with food as much as they can carry, and put every man's money in his sack's mouth. And Joseph said unto them, What deed is this that ye have done? Wot ye not that such a man as I can certainly divine? And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses, and he said, Is not Aaron the Levite thy brother? I know that he can speak well. And also, behold, he cometh forth to meet thee. And when he seeth thee, he will be glad in his heart. And go ye, get you straw where ye can find it, yet not aught of your work shall be diminished. And he shall offer the one of the turtle doves, or of the young pigeons, such as he can get. Who can count the dust of Jacob and the number of the fourth part of Israel? Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like his. How can I myself alone bear your cumbrance, and your burden, and your strife? O Lord God, thou hast begun to show thy servant thy greatness and thy mighty hand. For what God is there in heaven or in earth that can do according to thy works and according to thy might? If thou shalt say in thine heart, These nations are more than I, how can I dispossess them? A people great and tall, the children of the Anakims, whom thou knowest, and of whom thou hast heard say, Who can stand before the children of Anak? And he said unto them, I am 120 years old this day. I can no more go out and come in. Also the Lord has said unto me, Thou shalt not go over this Jordan. See now that I, even I, am he, and there is no God with me. I kill and I make alive, I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. And Samson said unto them, I will now put forth a riddle unto you. If ye can certainly declare it me within the 7 days of the feast, and find it out, then I will give you 30 sheets, and 30 change of garments. And he said unto him, Behold, now there is in this city a man of God, and he is an honorable man. All that he saith cometh surely to pass. Now let us go thither. Peradventure he can show us our way that we should go. And Samuel said, How can I go? If Saul hear it, he will kill me. And the Lord said, Take an heifer with thee, and say, I am come to sacrifice to the Lord. And Saul said unto his servants, Provide me now a man that can play well, and bring him to me. And Saul was very wroth, and the saying displeased him. And he said, They have ascribed unto David 10,000s, unto me they have ascribed 1,000s. And what can he have more but the kingdom? And David said to Abishai, Destroy him not, for who can stretch forth his hand against the Lord's anointed and be guiltless? And David said to Achish, Surely thou shalt know what thy servant can do. And Achish said to David, Therefore will I make thee keeper of mine head for ever. And what can David say more unto thee? For thou, Lord God, knowest thy servant. And he said, While the child was yet alive, I fasted and wept. For I said, Who can tell whether God will be gracious to me that the child may live? But now he is dead, wherefore should I fast? Can I bring him back again? I shall go to him, but he shall not return to me. And the king said, Is not the hand of Joab with thee in all this? And the woman answered and said, As thy soul liveth, my lord the king, none can turn to the right hand, or to the left, from aught that my lord the king has spoken. For thy servant Joab, he bade me, and he put all these words in the mouth of thine handmaid. Behold, they have there with them their two sons, Ahimaaz, Zadok's son, and Jonathan, Abiathar's son. And by them ye shall send unto me everything that ye can hear. I am this day 80 years old, and can I discern between good and evil? Can thy servant taste what I eat or what I drink? Can I hear any more the voice of singing men and singing women? Wherefore then should thy servant be yet a burden unto my lord the king? Now therefore command thou that they hew me cedar trees out of Lebanon, and my servants shall be with thy servants. And unto thee will I give hire for thy servants according to all that thou shalt appoint. For thou knowest that there is not among us any that can skill to hew timber like unto the Zidonians. What can David speak more to thee for the honor of thy servant? For thou knowest thy servant. Give me now wisdom and knowledge, that I may go out and come in before this people. For who can judge this thy people that is so great? Send me now, therefore, a man cunning to work in gold and in silver, and in brass and in iron and in purple and crimson and blue, and that can skill to grave with the cunning men that are with me in Judah and in Jerusalem, whom David my father did provide. Send me also cedar trees, fir trees, and algum trees out of Lebanon, for I know that thy servants can skill to cut timber in Lebanon. And behold, my servants shall be with thy servants. For how can I endure to see the evil that shall come unto my people, or how can I endure to see the destruction of my kindred, which rejoice exceedingly and are glad when they can find the grave? If we assay to commune with thee, wilt thou be grieved? But who can withhold himself from speaking? Can that which is unsavory be eaten without salt, or is there any taste in the white of an egg? Can the rush grow up without mire? Can the flag grow without water? Behold, he taketh away. Who can hinder him? Who will say unto him, What doest thou? Thou knowest that I am not wicked, and there is none that can deliver out of thine hand. If he cut off and shut up, or gather together, then who can hinder him? Behold, he breaketh down, and it cannot be built again. He shutteth up a man, and there can be no opening. Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one. Should he reason with unprofitable talk, or with speeches wherewith he can do no good? Can a man be profitable unto God, as he that is wise may be profitable unto himself? And thou sayest, How doth God know? Can he judge through the dark cloud? Which said unto God, Depart from us, and what can the Almighty do for them? But he is in one mind, and who can turn him? And what his soul desireth, even that he doeth. How then can man be justified with God? Or how can he be clean that is born of a woman? Lo, these are parts of his ways. But how little a portion is heard of him, but the thunder of his power, who can understand? When he giveth quietness, who then can make trouble? And when he hideth his face, who then can behold him, whether it be done against a nation or against a man only? Who hath enjoyed him his way, or who can say, Thou hast wrought iniquity? Behold, God is great, and we know him not, neither can the number of his years be searched out. Also can any understand the spreadings of the clouds, or the noise of his tabernacle? Who can number the clouds in wisdom, or who can stay the bottles of heaven? Then will I also confess unto thee that thine own right hand can save thee. He is the chief of the ways of God. He that made him can make his sword to approach unto him. Behold, he drinketh up a river, and hasteth not. He trusteth that he can draw up Jordan into his mouth. Who can discover the face of his garment, or who can come to him with his double bridle? Who can open the doors of his face? His teeth are terrible round about. One is so near to another that no air can come between them. I know that thou canst do everything, and that no thought can be withholden from thee. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. All they that be fat upon earth shall eat and worship. All they that go down to the dust shall bow before him, and none can keep alive his own soul. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. None of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. In God I will praise his word, in God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. In God have I put my trust, I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Before your pots can feel the thorns, he shall take them away as with a whirlwind, both living and in his wrath. Yea, they spake against God. They said, Can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Behold, he smote the rock, that the waters gushed out, and the streams overflowed. Can he give bread also? Can he provide flesh for his people? For who in the heaven can be compared unto the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all his praise? The Lord is on my side, I will not fear. What can man do unto me? He casteth forth his ice like morsels. Who can stand before his cold? Can a man take fire in his bosom, and his clothes not be burned? Can one go upon hot coals, and his feet not be burned? The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear? Most men will proclaim every one his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find? Who can say, I have made my heart clean, I am pure from my sin? Man's goings are of the Lord. How can a man then understand his own way? The sluggard is wiser in his own conceit than seven men that can render a reason. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. And I turned myself to behold wisdom and madness and folly. For what can the man do that cometh after the king, even that which hath been already done? For who can eat, or who else can hasten hereunto more than I? He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also he hath set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be for ever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it, that men should fear before him. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? For who knoweth what is good for man in this life, all the days of his vain life which he spendeth as a shadow? For who can tell a man what shall be after him under the sun? Consider the work of God. For who can make that straight which he hath made crooked? That which is far off and exceeding deep, who can find it out? For he knoweth not that which shall be, for who can tell him when it shall be? A fool also is full of words. A man cannot tell what shall be, and what shall be after him, who can tell him? Many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it. If a man would give all the substance of his house for love, it would utterly be contemned. For the bed is shorter than that a man can stretch himself on it, and the covering narrower than that he can wrap himself in it. For the grave cannot praise thee, death cannot celebrate thee. They that go down into the pit cannot hope for thy truth. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this, and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, It is truth. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? They bear him upon the shoulder, they carry him, and set him in his place, and he standeth. From his place shall he not remove. Yea, one shall cry unto him, yet can he not answer, nor save him out of his trouble. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Yea, they are greedy dogs which can never have enough, and they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way, every one for his gain from his quarter. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water. A wild ass used to the wilderness, that snuffeth up the wind at her pleasure. In her occasion who can turn her away? All they that seek her will not weary themselves. In her month they shall find her. But where are thy gods that thou hast made thee? Let them arise, if they can save thee in the time of thy trouble. For according to the number of thy cities are thy gods, O Judah. Can a maid forget her ornaments, or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number. Circumcise yourself to the Lord, and take away the foreskins of your heart, ye men of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem, lest my fury come forth like fire, and burn that none can quench it because of the evil of your doings. Run ye to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem, and see now and know, and seek in the broad places thereof, if ye can find a man, if there be any that executeth judgment, that seeketh the truth, and I will pardon it. Fear ye not me, saith the Lord, will ye not tremble at my presence, which hath placed the sand for the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree that it cannot pass it? And though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet can they not prevail. Though they roar, yet can they not pass over it. For the mountains will I take up a weeping and wailing, and for the habitations of the wilderness a lamentation, because they are burned up, so that none can pass through them. Neither can men hear the voice of the cattle. Both the fowl of the heavens and the beast are fled, they are gone. Can the Ethiopian change his skin, or the leopard his spots? Then may ye also do good that are accustomed to do evil. Are there any among the vanities of the Gentile that can cause rain? Or can the heavens give showers? Art not thou he, O Lord our God? Therefore we will wait upon thee, for thou hast made all these things. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? House of David, thus saith the Lord, execute judgment in the morning, and deliver him that is spoiled out of the hand of the oppressor, lest my fury go out like fire, and burn that none can quench it, because of the evil of your doings. Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord? Thus saith the Lord, if heaven above can be measured, and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, if ye can break my covenant of the day, and my covenant of the night, and that there should not be day and night in their season. Then Zedekiah the king said, behold, he is in your hand, for the king is not he that can do anything against you. How can it be quiet, seeing the Lord hath given it a charge against Ashkelon, and against the seashore? There hath he appointed it. What thing shall I take to witness for thee? What thing shall I liken to thee, O daughter of Jerusalem? What shall I equal to thee, that I may comfort thee, O virgin daughter of Zion? For thy breach is great like the sea. Who can heal thee? Can thine heart endure? Or can thine hands be strong in the days that I shall deal with thee? I, the Lord, have spoken it, and will do it. Behold, thou art wiser than Daniel. There is no secret that they can hide from thee. And lo, thou art unto them as a very lovely song of one that hath a pleasant voice, and can play well on an instrument, for they hear thy words, but they do them not. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. But if ye'll not make known unto me the dream, there is but one decree for you, for ye have prepared lying and corrupt words to speak before me, till the time be changed. Therefore tell me the dream, and I shall know that ye can show me the interpretation thereof. The Chaldeans answered before the king and said, there is not a man upon the earth that can show the king's matter. Therefore there is no king, lord, nor ruler, that asks such things at any magician or astrologer or Chaldean. And it is a rare thing that the king requireth, and there is none other that can show it before the king except the gods, whose dwelling is not with flesh. Therefore I make a decree, that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven, and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say unto him, What doest thou? For how can the servant of this my lord talk with this my lord? For as for me, straightway there remain no strength in me, neither is there breath left in me. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for he is strong that executeth his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible, and who can abide it? Can two walk together except they be agreed? Can a bird fall in a snare upon the earth where no gin is for him? Shall one take up a snare from the earth and have taken nothing at all? The lion hath roared, who will not fear? The Lord God hath spoken, who can but prophesy? Who can tell if God will turn and repent, and turn away from his fierce anger, that we perish not? The heads thereof judge for reward, and the priests thereof teach for hire, and the prophets thereof divine for money. Yet will they lean upon the Lord and say, Is not the Lord among us? None evil can come upon us. And the remnant of Jacob shall be among the Gentiles in the midst of many people, as a lion among the beasts of the forest, as a young lion among the flocks of sheep, who, if he go through, both treadeth down and teareth in pieces, and none can deliver. Who can stand before his indignation, and who can abide in the fierceness of his anger? His fury is poured out like fire, and the rocks are thrown down by him. Two masters, for either will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, no thought can add one cubit unto his stature. And why take ye thought for rain forth evil fruit? Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not, can the children of the bride chamber mourn, as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken from them, and then shall they fast. No man putteth a piece, or else how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house? O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. And in the morning it'll be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. O ye hypocrites! Ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of the times? Only amazed, saying, Who then can be saved? But Jesus beheld them, and said unto them, Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell? Pilate said unto them, Ye have a watch. Go your way, make it as sure as ye can. Why doth this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And Jesus said unto them, Can the children of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. And said unto them in parables, How can Satan cast out Satan? And if a kingdom be divided into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he will first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. Verily I say unto you, there is nothing from without a man that entering into him can defile him, but the things which come out of him, those are they that defile the man. And his disciples answered him, From whence can a man satisfy these men with bread here in the wilderness? And his raiment became shining, exceeding white as snow, so as no fuller on earth can white them. And he said unto them, This kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. But Jesus said, Forbid him not, for there is no man which shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly speak evil of me. They were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, Who then can be saved? But Jesus said unto them, Ye know not what ye ask. Can ye drink of the cup that I drink of, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? And they said unto him, We can. And Jesus said unto them, Ye shall indeed drink of the cup that I drink of, and with the baptism that I am baptized withal shall ye be baptized. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, Who is this which speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? And he said unto them, Can ye make the children of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is with them? And he spake a parable unto them. Can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into the ditch? And I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. And which of you, with taking thought, can add to his stature 1 cubit? Ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it that ye do not discern this time? No servant can serve 2 masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. And they that heard it said, Who then can be saved? Neither can they die any more, for they are equal unto the angels, and are the children of God, being the children of the resurrection. And Nathanael said unto him, Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saith unto him, Come and see. The same came to Jesus by night, and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the 2nd time into his mother's womb and be born? Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? John answered and said, A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. How can ye believe which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, This is an hard saying, who can hear it? And he said, Therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me, except it were given unto him of my Father. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. Therefore said some of the Pharisees, This man is not of God, because he keepeth not the Sabbath day. Others said, How can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? And there was a division among them. Others said, These are not the words of him that hath a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. Can any man forbid water, that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? Neither can they prove the things whereof they now accuse me. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. For we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. For what thanks can we render to God again for you, for all the joy wherewith we joy for your sakes before our God? For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. Who only hath immortality, dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto, whom no man hath seen, nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. Who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way, but that he himself also is compassed with infirmity. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never, with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually, make the comers thereunto perfect. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith, and have not works? Can faith save him? But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries? Either a vine, figs. So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. If a man say, I love God and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk.